Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and tomorrow is the special election for U.S. Senate in New Jersey. Yes, a Wednesday election, if that still hasn't sunk in, to complete the term of the late Senator Lautenberg. On Friday, we did our candidate interview with Republican Steve Lonergan. You can still hear that on our site. Now, Democrat Cory Booker. Mayor Booker, welcome back to WNYC.
Brian, it's always great to be on. I'm a big fan of your show. Thank you.
Thank you. The polls are making your supporters nervous. You started the race way ahead, then it came down to 12 points, then just 10 points in the Monmouth poll yesterday. What's going on?
Well, look, yesterday alone, there were three different polls that we saw. One has 22 points up, one 14, one 10. At the end of the day, the polls don't vote. People do. And so, you know, we're focused on connecting with people. And this is a very clear election. I don't think I've seen one in our region that had such two candidates with such two very obviously different views. My opponent, who ran the Tea Party in New Jersey for the last few years, who supports the government shutdown, who believes really extreme things like even if a woman is a victim of rape or incest, they shouldn't, abortion should be illegal, getting rid of the minimum wage, privatizing Social Security. And myself, who's really, as mayor, had to be very pragmatic and bring people together, right and left, work across the aisle with Chris Christie, bring developers and financiers together with unions and grassroots activists to rebuild our city. So this is an election where people have a clear choice, and it's going to send a message to Washington and our country. We're the only state that gets to speak at a federal election during this government crisis, during this national crisis. And if people really believe in the shutdown and believe what Ted Cruz and others are doing, then support my opponent if they really believe in the Tea Party agenda there. But if they want to reject it and send a message, Republican or Democrat, that we need moderation, we need people who are going to bring people together and work together, then I hope they'll support me.
Some critics and some analysts have said you have failed to run a retail campaign. You haven't been out in communities all that much. As you travel nationally and get hammered for it by Lonergan is hanging with the stars. Here's Patrick Murray from the Monmouth poll with his take on why your numbers aren't stronger.
It's a sense that the Garden State voters feel that their vote may have been taken for granted. And the fact that this is only a 10-point race versus a 20-point race, I think, is symptomatic of that.
Are you taking people for granted by not being out there more?
No. I mean, the Rutgers poll yesterday had us at 22 points. And said quite the opposite. So I disagree with our mom and friends. And anybody who knows this election knows we've spent the entire election, except for on the road 7 days to raise money for the election. We've been going around the state. I was just down in Willenboro last night doing a late night run. And people felt like they were teasing me about feeling like I was going to have to start paying taxes in that city, in that town, because we've been there so much. So we've been all around the state, all on the ground, hitting the pavement, and trying to let voters know who Steve Lonergan is, because he's done a lot of good things to try to distract people from his extremist views, which really came out during the debate, him being that gay and lesbian couples not only shouldn't be allowed to marry, but they shouldn't be allowed to adopt, his believing that we should not have things like Pell Grants that help students make college more affordable. And his comment was that people should go to their parents to borrow money, which is something obviously folks can't do. So the more we talk to people and the more people realize and listen to Steve Lonergan, we get more Republican support. And so, again, there's a lot of folks out there trying to spin this election one way or the other. I'm focused on tomorrow and what the voters have to say at the polls.
So let me play a few of Steve Lonergan's answers to my questions when he was here last week and get your reactions. He said if he was in the Senate, he would have voted against the Sandy relief bill for New Jersey. Listen.
I would absolutely have voted against the Sandy bill. It was really done in haste. It's a massive amount of money. And I said early on it's going to be massive amounts of waste. And I said that this money will not get to the people who truly need it. And that's exactly what's happening. There are thousands of people whose homes have been destroyed who haven't seen a penny of Sandy money. And that money is being sloshed around to all these politically connected entities, but it's not getting to the true victims. And I said that would happen. The second thing I said, if we're going to come up with $67 billion, we have to take it from somewhere else. We have to cut somewhere else in the budget. That's what a family has to do in this type of a situation. But you know what they did? They printed it out of thin air.
Steve Lonergan here last week. Mayor Booker, your reaction to that, including the concerns about it not reaching people and the new debt?
Well, Well, the first part of the reaction is just outrageous. I mean, whether it was Katrina or even the 9/11 attacks, those are the time that federal government should be moving quickly to serve and empower people. And please understand, this was Chris Christie driving this. And you heard, I think, the governor even be critical of some of the Tea Party people like Rand Paul, who were trying to stop the resources flowing into New Jersey. And so if the Tea Party had their way, we might still be debating about Sandy Aid, and there still would be families. Now, I've toured the area, and there were businesses and some of our great shore towns that were praising the federal government and their intervention. And, of course, there are still homeowners struggling and real issues like flood insurance that really threaten the economic viability of that region and some of the families. But that's what we should be doing in Congress right now, is working to continue to help those folks. But for a leader from New Jersey to stand up and say that when the worst storm of 100 years tore through our state, that we shouldn't be taking aid, we shouldn't be taking money, criticizing even a Republican governor for doing so, that shows how far out of the mainstream he is. And unfortunately, his views of on Medicare and getting rid of it and Social Security and privatizing it really don't lie in the mainstream with even the Republican Party. This is not Tom Keene's Republican Party. This is not Christy Todd Whitman's Republican Party. And that comment obviously shows you that this is not Chris Christie's Republican Party. This is a guy in the Tea Party who unfortunately is causing a lot of damage down in Washington right now, that's hurting everything from the stock markets to kids in Head Start.
Another Lonergan clip from our show last week, and on the situation in Washington, he said he would be in the wing of the Republican Party, willing to shut the government down if necessary to insist on a delay in Obamacare, and here he says why.
I would insist that it be tied in a delay to Obamacare, because Obamacare is a train wreck. In the state of New Jersey, some 800,000 people have received letters that they have to find new insurance, that they're being thrown off their retirement plans. We have seniors in turmoil with doctors telling them they're going to stop taking Medicare. There's $750 billion in cuts to Medicare. Major corporations have gotten special exemptions from the president, and I want the same exemptions for individual Americans. Look, the system is just not ready to be rolled out. A one-year delay in implementation of a program that has such a major impact on individuals and on the economy is a reasonable request.
So Mayor Booker, want to defend Obamacare, considering how badly healthcare.gov is starting out in New Jersey, defend it against the idea that he articulated there of not a cancellation but a one-year delay?
No, first of all, the feeder and smear tactics that he just talked about, and you heard, he used the same tired trope that the Romney campaign did about taking money from Medicare. This has been proven time and time again by independent newspapers. The kind of stuff that he just did in that flurry are wrong, dead wrong. Now, are there implementation challenges? Absolutely. When you're extending health care to millions of more Americans, it's not something you just flip a switch and suddenly it works. But he doesn't want to delay. He wants to dismantle. This is the Tea Party that has tried in 40 to 50 votes to get rid of Obamacare, that lost in Congress, lost in a presidential election, lost in the Supreme Court. It's over. But the problem is they're so obsessed with dismantling Obamacare that they're willing to shut down the government. They would rather shut down the government than extend have health care extended to more Americans. And this is the problem. If we have a narrow wing of our United States government that every time they don't get their way on something, today it's Obamacare, next it might be Social Security, next it might be Medicare, next it might be marriage equality. If they're willing to shut down our United States government every single time they don't get their way, our government as a whole will begin to erode, and our ability to do the kind of things that help so many citizens around our country will begin to be put in jeopardy. You cannot have governance by shutdown, or worse, by playing with the full faith and credit of our country, as we are starting to see with a lot of debt ceiling deniers. This is not a way to govern. And even business people, even people from Chamber of Commerce groups are saying that the Tea Party is endangering the whole economy of our country by trying to make us govern from crisis to crisis.
One more Lonergan clip. He said, "You've been a failure as mayor of Newark in bringing down crime." Listen.
Robbery in Newark just hit its 14-year high. They're on their path to 100 murders in Newark this year. We had one a day for 10 days in a row, one while my opponent was on the Jimmy Fallon show, 14-year-old boy. And the fact is, in the last month, 6 months, there have been two shooting victims thrown into that river. So that happens to be factually correct. Many more than that into that river over the last 7 years. So people should view this openly and say, that's true. I mean, we would never tolerate this in suburban communities. And I don't know why the media and even politicians accept this failure in Newark.
Your reaction to that, Mayor Booker?
You know, it's just sad. It's just really sad that we have a guy that talks about our city. His solutions to Camden was to level the city. He talks about Newark as a black hole of bodies in the river. The facts are the facts. Shootings in Newark are down 27% under my leadership. We have 17% reduction in murder. And is there still too many shootings in Newark? Absolutely. But to hear a guy just lie, when the 14-year-old was murdered in our city, I was literally on the scene within minutes. I was actually on a night patrol with my police director. And what frustrates me about him is that instead of rolling up your sleeves and trying to help with the problem, he's there to try to use it for political posturing and exploit it for his own gain. We have real issues in America when it comes to violence. And while Newark has made progress and lowered our shooting more than a quarter since I've been mayor, the real issues have to deal with how easily young people are getting their hands on guns. And a lot of that has to do with just doing simple things like common sense background checks. Now, he's supported by the gun lobby, he's supported by the NRA, and opposes even having something simple that says, hey, if you're a criminal or on the terrorist no-fly list, you should not be able to walk into a gun show and buy a weapon. This is something that 90% of Americans believe in, 84% of gun owners, but he's not offering that as even a concession to realize it's just common sense.
But he said cut the size of the police department in Newark. Is that true?
It is absolutely true. Every major city in New Jersey during this economic collapse, every major city has cut police. And his department, and as mayor, back in the days when he was mayor, actually reduced the size of his police department as well. And so please understand, that's not anything that Patterson or Camden or Trenton did willingly. We did it because we didn't have the funds to do it. And so imagine this. I have one-third less police officers than my predecessor and 27% less shootings. Because we brought together Democrats and Republicans, right-leaning think tanks like the Manhattan Institute, who's helped us with prisoner reentry programs. Everybody came together to roll up their sleeves and help drive down crime in Newark. We do not need a United States Senator like Steve Lonergan, who will talk in such a disrespectful manner about urban spaces and urban people, to be so callous and uncaring that he would talk about leveling cities and black holes and bodies in the river. Newark is surging right now, our biggest economic development period since the 1960s, where 3% of the state's population, but one-third of all of New Jersey's economic development and commercial multifamily development is going on in Newark. Our population is increasing for the first time in 60 years, not because of people like Steve Lonergan who are trying to make us afraid of our cities, but because Republicans and Democrats all across this country, including Chris Christie working with me, have come together and say, we're going to make Newark surge again and rise again. And boy, are we rising. There are cranes in the air. Our first new office towers going up in decades. First new hotels going up in 40 years because the Republicans and Democrats are working together in Newark. He will not work together. He said that working together is nonsense, Winnie the Pooh stuff. He said we should continue to shut down our government. And that's not what we need from the state of New Jersey as another Tea Party person. We need leaders that are going to work together for change.
I'm going to raise one more issue and then ask you a closing question. There's been talk in this campaign, and the Star-Ledger was critical of you in an editorial, for the $700,000 severance package you got from your law firm in light of contracts with the city of Newark. The Star-Ledger says, quote, Mayor Cory Booker stumbled when he accepted nearly $700,000 in payments from his former law firm while mayor, even as the firm won $2 million in work from Newark's Housing Authority and Watershed. It is made worse by his refusal to release documents spelling out the terms of those payments. Not releasing the severance contract invites cynicism about the mayor's motives. Your reaction to the Star-Ledger editorial?
Yeah, well, we've since released 15 years of tax returns, accounting for every dollar I've ever made. We released details of the severance package. I built a business, and I was entitled to my share of that business when I left. And so we've created a higher level of transparency than any other person running for state office going back decades in New Jersey. And it was incorrect what you said, that they were doing business with the city of Newark. It was doing business with independent agencies that make their own decisions. I can no more advocate for them, or could I tell them not to do business with them? And so,
because that's the Housing Authority and the Watershed, so those aren't under the mayor's control?
Not at all. They're not at all. I do not tell them who to hire. I do not control their rules. They're not under the mayor's authority. And so that is the perversion that my putting into this campaign, taking facts, like a guy who built a business, like most people when they leave their law firms get paid out their share of their share of the business. That this, they didn't do business with the city, they did the business with independent agencies. He's muddling the facts. So we released 15 years of tax returns, a higher level of transparency, released the details of the severance, and still he's trying to make it an issue. And so what I say is, look, you need my level of transparency. When you were in the public trust, you're not releasing your tax returns. If this was about a transparency, you would release your tax returns as well. People who know me in the city of Newark and know the way I've governed is we've gotten rid of the stain of corruption from our city. We cleaned up our city hall. We brought in at the time the most advanced ethics legislation some of the most advanced ethics legislation in our state. And we brought in an inspector general that actually led to 19 different convictions for internal corruption that we caught, we stopped, and we changed practices. So this is not about integrity or transparency. This is about an extreme Tea Party guy trying to distract people from his views, which ultimately are not in line
with the Democrats. But just to be fair, that was a Star Ledger editorial.
Absolutely. And again, we responded by meeting levels of transparency, giving details, giving even more information that people continue that people can now have accepted, but that my opponent continues to try to make an issue in the campaign.
I see, because that editorial was 3 weeks ago. So you're saying you've released things since then. So
we released details about what the severance package was.
Right. So last thing, Mayor Booker, we had callers yesterday, Democrats, wondering where are all the Booker for Senate yard signs? Lonergan has been organizing statewide for years as head of that Koch Brothers group. Do you have a ground game to match him today and tomorrow? And anything you want to say in closing to the voters in addition?
Yeah, we're out there making contact with tens of thousands of voters. We have a field operation that's not matched by his. But at the end of the day, this is our democracy. It's not a spectator sport. It's not about lawn signs. It's about people. And I'm just hoping everybody in New Jersey knows what's at stake in this election. The nation will be watching. Do we want to endorse a Tea Party leader, not even a Republican, but really somebody from the extreme of the Tea Party? Or do we want to send someone down who has a record of working together with other people to make change?
Cory Booker, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, Liesl Schillinger, author of Word Birds. Now, people, if you have always thought there ought to be a word for something, she will help you make one up. Stay with us.